Now we're doing Daf Hey Amud Aleph of Maseches Kiddushin. We left off at the top word of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. We already discussed how do we know Kiddushei Kesef. Where do we know that you couldn't be Mekadesh a woman with Kesef? So how do we know it? Kesef is derived from two places. Yatzachinam and Kicha Kicha. We already discussed how we know Kiddushei Bia. How did we know? Pasuk says, Uba'ala. And now we have to discuss how do we know Kiddushei Shtar. Uminayin Shaf Bishtar. How do we know that even with a shtar you could be Mekadesh Nisha? Gemara is going to have two possibilities. First possibility, V'dinu, it's a Kal V'chomer. Uma Kesef She'in Motzi Machnis. If Kesef, money, which cannot affect the divorce, can affect the marriage. Shtar, so shtar, which is even more powerful, shemotzi, because what can a shtar do that kesef can't? It could affect the divorce. Seinu din shemachnis, all the more so, it should be able to affect the marriage. Meaning, apparently, it's much easier for something to affect the marriage than it is to affect the divorce. Kesef can do marriage, can't do divorce. So shtar, which can do divorce, should for sure be able to do marriage. Says Gemara, that's a bad Kal V'chomer. Because Kesef has all sorts of different powers that Shtar doesn't. Mal Kesef, like for example, Kesef, Shekin Podin Bo Hegdish, Umayso Sheini. You can make something no longer be Hegdish, you can redeem Hegdish with Kesef. Or you could redeem Mayso Sheini with Kesef, you can make something no longer be Mayso Sheini by exchanging it for Kesef. So Kesef's got all sorts of powers. You can't make a Kal V'chomer that whatever Kesef can do, Shtar can do also. It's not true. Kesef can do lots of things that Shtar can't do. Tomer Shtar, are you going to say that the same should apply to a Shtar? She'ein podin bo hegdish or meiser sheni? Where Shtar doesn't have the ability to redeem hegdish or meiser sheni? Shtar is not as powerful as Kesef. Tichsiv, how do I know that only Kesef could be poda hegdish or meiser sheni can redeem hegdish or meiser sheni? Because the Pasuk says, v'nasana Kesef v'kamlo. Pasuk says, when it comes to redeeming holy things, that you give Kesef, and that's how you redeem holy things. So answer number one failed. We want to know, how do I know Kiddushei Shtar? First answer was, well, Kal V'chomer, if Kesef works, Shtar has to work. That failed. Why? Because Kesef could do lots of things that Shtar can't do. Answer number two, not a Kal V'chomer, rather a Pasuk. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yatza V'haisa. Those are the words of the Pasuk. What does V'yatza mean? Getting divorced. What does Vaisa mean? Getting married. Ah, Makish Havaya Yitzia. We see that we're linking marriage to divorce. Ah, so Ma Yitzia Bishtar, just like divorce is done with a shtar, Af Havaya Nami Bishtar, so getting married must also be able to be done with a shtar. Period. So that's how we know Kiddushei Shtar. Main point number one, we learn Kiddushei Shtar from the Hekish between Havaya and Yitzia. The Hekish between marriage and divorce. Period. Asks the Gemara, wait a second. If you're going to link marriage and divorce, then you should say a whole lot of other things also. I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, you get divorced with a shtar, you can get married with a shtar also. How far does this link between marriage and divorce go? For example, Va'akish nami yitzia lahavaya. If I'm going to link marriage and divorce, I should make the following comparison. Mahavaya bekesef af yitzia bekesef. I should be able to say what? What does that mean? Mahavaya bekesef,
just like you can get married with.
Good, kesef. Just like you can get married with kesef. So we should say, well, I link divorce to marriage, so I should be able to do what with kesef? I should be able to get divorced with kesef, and that's ridiculous. We don't say that. No one ever got divorced with kesef. So how can we say that? How can we really understand this comparison? Says the Gemara three answers why you can't get divorced with kesef. Three explanations why you cannot get divorced with Kesef, and that's obviously going to be our second main point, is the three explanations of why one cannot get divorced with Kesef. Explanation number one, Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Yomru Kesef Machnis Kesef Motzi. That's crazy. People are going to say that you could use the same thing that you use to get married, to get divorced with, Sanegar Yase Kategar. That's a Sanegar becoming a Kategar. That's a defense attorney becoming a prosecuting attorney. Meaning the same thing that creates a marriage should never be able to dissolve a marriage. What's the obvious question?
What about shtar?
Iachi shtar nami, yomru shtar motzi shtar machnas kategori yasa sanego. Well, if you can ask that, you can ask the same question on shtar. Shtar affects a marriage and it also affects a divorce. Why aren't we bothered by that? Answers the Gemara, Mili dahai shtar l'chud, Mili dahai shtar l'chud. The words of a shtar kiddushin say, Hareat mikudesh esli. The words of a shtar gerushin, of a get, say, Hareat migureshes mimeni. They have different words. They're not the same thing. So being machnis and being motzi, getting married and getting divorced with a shtar, is not using the same thing for marriage and divorce. They're entirely different shtaros. So what's the obvious question? Well, then you say the same thing by kesef. You're not using the same cash to get married that you would to get divorced. So achinami hai kaspa l'chud v'hai kaspa l'chud. Say the same thing about money. Answers the Gemara, tiva miyachadu. Minted currency is all the same. Meaning, if I trade you my dollar bill for your dollar bill, did either of us lose anything? Is any of us any different than we were before? It's exactly, every dollar bill in the world is exactly the same. It doesn't make a difference. So all money is considered the same thing. By a shtar, if I say, oh, let's just trade shtaros. Your shtar says someone owes you $1,000. My shtar says that someone owes me $5. Those are very different shtaros. You can't just trade shtaros. The words are what matter in a shtar. Money, all money is the same. Once you have, so all money is considered the same thing. So answer number one, again, the question was, if we're really going to compare Havaya Liyatsiya, marriage to divorce, why can't you get divorced with money? So answer number one is, it doesn't make sense that you can get divorced with the same thing that you can get married with. That would be Sanegar Ya'aseh Kategar. You should not be able to get divorced with the same thing you can get married with. That's Abaye's answer. Now answer number two. Number them in your Gemara so that you'll be able to more easily see it just by looking at your Gemara. Answer number two, because I may just ask, like, what's the second answer? What are the words of the second answer of the Gemara? And you should be able to immediately find it because you have a big number two right over the word Rava Amar. So it says the Gemara, Rava Amar. Answer number two. Rava Amar, Amar Kra. Pasuk says, Vikasavla. Pasuk says, you write for her. Write for her what? A get. So, what's the Pasuk? What is that Pasuk teaching us? Biksiva miskareshes, veinim miskareshes, bikesef. That Pasuk, by saying Vikasavla, it's telling me that the only way to get divorced is with writing. It's not with money. Says Gemara, how do you know that's what it's teaching me? Ve'ema biksiva miskareshes, veinim miskadeshes, biksiva. Maybe the Pasuk's not telling me that you can only get divorced with writing. Maybe what the Pasuk is telling me is that writing can only make a divorce, but writing cannot make a kiddushin. Maybe that's what it's telling me. Because of law, that the only thing writing will ever do for you, the only thing a shtar will ever do for you, is get you divorced. But it's never going to make you a kiddushin. Maybe that's what it's telling me, which obviously is not true. Says Gemara, no. Haksiv v'yatzav ha'isa. We know that writing can make you a kiddushin because we just got through telling you v'yatzav ha'isa. What's v'yatzav ha'isa? That if you can get divorced with a shtar, you can get married with a shtar. So makish v'chulei, we have this comparison. So we know that you can get married with a shtar. So I know that you're allowed to get married with a shtar because of v'yatzav ha'isa. But you cannot get divorced with money because of a kasav la. Only ksiva. That's the only way to get divorced. So ask the Gemara, Umar Isa. How do you know to learn those two drushas in that way? Maybe what you should have said the opposite. You should have said, I compare marriage to divorce, and therefore I should be able to get divorced with money. And because of law should teach me that I cannot get married with a shtar. Maybe I should have learned it the exact opposite way. So says Gemara, no, mistavra, it's more logical that kai begerushin. The psukim are talking about divorce when it says because of law. So mima'et gerushin is clearly telling me something, it's excluding something about divorce. Meaning the pasuk is saying that here's how you get divorced, v'kasavla, so it's coming to exclude any other way of getting divorced, that there is no other way to get divorced. That's the proper way to learn it. Kai begerushin mima'et kiddushin. It wouldn't make sense for the pasuk to be talking about divorce and be teaching me about how you can't get married. That wouldn't make sense. For the Pasuk to be saying, because of law, you get divorced with writing, but you can't get married with writing. No, the Pasuk's about divorce, so it's clearly telling me about getting divorced. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who uses this Pasuk already, of because of law, for a different drasha, how does he know that you're not allowed to get divorced with money? Meaning Rava's answer was, how do I know you're not allowed to get divorced with money? V'kasavla. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns something else from v'kasavla. So how's he going to know you're not allowed to get divorced with the money? So now we move on to answer number 3. How do I know you're not allowed to get divorced with money? Amar Kra, Sefer Krisus. Pasuk says Sefer Krisus. And we learn from that phrase, Sefer Korsa Ve'in Davar Acher Korsa, that the only thing that affects divorce is a get, nothing else. So, main point number 2, 3 explanations of how we know you're not allowed to get divorced with money. I'm going to say it quickly. We'll go over it again after the shiur. 3 explanations how we know you're not allowed to get divorced with money. Either Sanegar Yasa Kategar, doesn't make sense. It's the same thing that gets you divorced should get you married. Or gets you married should get you divorced. Or Vikasavla, that's Rava. Or the third answer, Sefer Krisus, that only a Sefer can create divorce, nothing else. Says the Gemara. V'rabbanon hai krisus mayavdilei. Wow, what do Abaye and Rava, the first two rabbis, what do they learn from Sefer Krisus? Meaning Sefer Krisus, if the third one said Sefer Krisus teaches us that only a get can affect the divorce, what do Abaye and Rava learn from Sefer Krisus? So mibayilei, what they needed for us to teach another rule, that l'davar akores beino levena, that a divorce has to be with a sense of complete cutting off of any ties, of any marital ties between husband and wife. What does that mean, complete cutting off? So we illustrate with an example. Kidetanya, like the Brisa says. Let's say a guy gives his wife a get, and he says, Hareze giteich, here is your get, al menas shalotishti yayin, on the condition that you don't drink any wine, al menas shalotich lebeis avicha, or on the condition that you don't go to your father's house, liolam, forever. So that would mean if 25 years later she visits her father, it will turn out that they're not divorced. It's a get almanas that she doesn't go. So if she goes 25 years later, so for the rest of her life, she always has hanging over her head the possibility that they're not really divorced. That is not kores. That's an invalid get. Ein zed krisus. That means that for the rest of her life, she has something that's tethering her to her husband. That would be an invalid get. But if he says kol shloshim yom, Alvin, I'll say you don't drink wine for the next 30 days, or you don't go to your father's house for the next 30 days, or any other condition for 30 days, hareza krisos, that's okay, that's a real krisos, that's an actual get, because there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know exactly at which point there's no longer going to be a marriage. So that's what the Rabbana, and that's what Abaye and Rava will learn from Sefer Krisos. Rabbi Yossi Aglili mikaris krisos kanafkale. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, yeah, you can learn that also, because krisos means you can learn 2 things from it. The fact that it says the word kares at all, and the fact that it says it in plural, krisos. So you can learn both things from it. Rabban and Abaye and Rava would respond, kares krisos lo mashmalehu. They don't think you can make 2 drushes from that one word. So it boils down to machlokas whether you can make 2 drushes from one word. Period. So at this point, what have we done in Maseches Kiddushin? We spent a good deal of time just translating and dealing with why the Mishnah chose the first 4 words that it chose. Then we spent the next chunk of Gemara researching how we know that Kiddushei Kesef works, how we know that Kiddushei Bia works, and how we know that Kiddushei Shtar works. Now we're going to say, okay, now that I have sources for Kiddushei Kesef, Kiddushei Bia, and Kiddushei Shtar, do I really need sources for all 3 of them? Can't I just have sources for 2 of them and I'll figure out the 3rd one from the other 2? Why do I need actual sources for all 3? So says the Gemara, Chada mechada lo asya. You certainly can't derive any one of the methods of Kiddushin from any of the other methods of Kiddushin. That I get. You can't learn one from the other. But tesi chada mitarti. The Torah should only have to teach me tarti. What's tarti? 2 of the methods of Kiddushin, and Tesi Chada, I should learn one of them, Mei Tarti, from the other 2. So Gemara says, well, let's play it out. Let's see, which one do you think you can learn from the other 2? Hey, Tesi, which one do you want to learn out from the other 2? What? Lo lichtov rachmana b'shtar v'tesi mehanach? Do you want the Torah not to say Kiddushei Shtar and learn it from Bia and Kesef? You can't, because Kiddushei Shtar is missing something that Bia and Kesef have, namely man lahanach shekena na'asan meruba. Bia and Kesef both give people a lot of pleasure. Shtar never gave anyone any pleasure, so that it doesn't work. Just because Bia and Kesef work doesn't mean that Shtar is going to work. So what? Lo nichtav rachmana v'biyah v'teisim yanach. Do you think the Torah could have skipped out on writing uva'ala, never write biyah, and learn from kesef and from shtar? That's not no good either. Malahanach shekein kinyan meruba. You never would have figured out biyah if it only would have written kesef and shtar. You know why? You would have said kesef and shtar work because those are forms of kinyanim that always work all over Torah. We always have kesef and shtar as a kinyan. Where on earth do you ever have a kinyan of biyah? We never would have figured that out. Lo nichtav rachmana v'kesef. So what? You wanted to skip kesef v'teisi mahanach and derive from biyah and shtar? No, malahanach shekein yeshan bal karcha. The other two are things that could be done against her will. So whereas kesef, we never find it against a person's will. Where do we see that biyah works against a person's will? Rashi says by yibum. If yibum is done against a woman's will, it still works. And where do we find that shtar works against a woman's will? You're not allowed to do it, but if a man gives a get to his wife and she doesn't want it, it's still they're still divorced. So those things we find work against a person's will. Kesef we never find works against a person's will. V'chitem a kesef nami bal karcha ba'ame ivria. And if you're going to say, well, kesef does sometimes work against a person's will by an ame ivria, if her father sells her for money and she doesn't agree to it. Yeah, but we never find in a marriage context that kesef works against a person's will. Amiri is slavery. But by Yavama, that's a marriage context where Bia is working against a person's will. And by get, that's a marriage context where we find that it's working against a person's will. So main point number three, the reason we can't derive each form of kiddushin from the other two is that shtar gives you no hana'ah, Bia is not a normal kinyan, and kesef never works against a person's will. Let's do a couple more lines here. Amar Rav Huna, chupa kona mikal v'chom. Rav Huna says this crazy idea that we never would have imagined. He says, how many forms of kiddushin are there? Oh yeah, I know the Mishnah tells you there are only three, but I think there are four. I think if you bring her into a chupa, that's another form of kiddushin. And he says, I have a kal v'chomer. Uma kesef she'inu machu b'truma kona. When you do kiddushay kesef, a woman is not, and you're a kohen, your wife is not allowed to eat truma yet, and yet it makes kiddushin happen. Chupa shema achelas b'truma. When you bring a woman into the chupa, meaning you do nisuin, now she's allowed to eat truma. Eino din shetikna should for sure make kiddushin work. If chupa can do more than kesef can do in terms of giving a woman truma, then chuppa should do at least as much as kesef does in terms of making kiddushin happen. So says Gemara, the premise of your kal v'chomer is off. The kesef eino machil? Does kiddushin kesef not allow a woman to eat truma? It's not true. On a daraisa level, it does allow a woman to eat truma. V'hamar ula. Ula taught us, dvar Torah, midaraisa, arusa bas Yisrael ochelos b'truma. An arusa, the daughter of Yisrael, who has erisin with a kohen, is allowed to eat truma. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspo, that when a kohen pays money for something, that something can eat truma. V'hai kinyan kaspo hu, and his wife he gets with kesef. Kiddushin is done with kesef, so she's allowed to eat truma on a daraisa level. Who says she's not allowed to eat truma after erisin? It's not the Torah. Who says it? Rabbanan. Umatam amru eina ochelas. Why did the Rabbanan say she can't? We're afraid that if we give her truma while she only has erisin, where is she living while she has erisin? With the father's family, so she may give it to her father, to her brother, and they're not kohanim, they're not allowed to eat truma. So that's a din Rabbanan. We're just afraid that she might share it with the wrong people. So Rav Huna suggested this kal v'chomer, and it's going to be the discussion of most of Amud Beis, is Rav Huna's kal v'chomer, but we'll make it main point number four. Rav Huna holds chuppah can also make kiddushin. Rav Huna holds chuppah can also make kiddushin.